Imagine a universe where your IQ depends on your zip code, not metaphorically, but as an immutable law of physics. In Werner Vinge's cosmic masterpiece, the galaxy is divided into concentric zones that determine what's possible for the minds within them. At the core lies the unthinking depths, where even basic computation struggles. Our Earth exists in the slow zone, where light speed remains an absolute barrier. Beyond that, the laws relax to permit faster-than-light travel and communication. And at the outermost edge, the transcend, godlike superintelligences evolve and manipulate reality itself. This isn't just clever world-building, it's a profound meditation on the relationship between intelligence and physical reality. The zones create natural boundaries between civilizations at different technological levels, preventing more advanced beings from simply dominating everything. Why haven't superintelligent beings taken over the universe? Perhaps the cosmos itself contains built-in safeguards, physics as a protective mechanism against unlimited technological advancement. What makes this concept so haunting is how it mirrors our own technological evolution. As we develop increasingly sophisticated AI systems, we face similar questions about natural limitations and the wisdom of transcending them. Are there boundaries we shouldn't cross? Does intelligence have natural limits that, when exceeded, create existential risks? The nightmare begins with a simple mistake. Human researchers from Stromli Realm discover an ancient archive at the edge of the beyond. Despite careful protocols and security layers, they inadvertently awaken a super-intelligent entity that quickly transcends human comprehension. This blight spreads across star systems, consuming civilizations and turning conquered beings into thralls that respond as quickly and faithfully as a hand or a mouth. The horror isn't just physical destruction, but remaining conscious while your body is controlled remotely, aware yet powerless as you betray everything you love. The Stromli disaster warns against technological hubris. Researchers believe their safeguards adequate, just as modern AI researchers often assume they can control sophisticated systems. Unlike previous perversions, the blight operates with methodical intelligence and strategic expansion rather than consuming itself. This raises uncomfortable questions. When is technology too dangerous to develop? Can we predict how advanced systems might behave once they cross certain capability thresholds? On a distant world, wolf-like aliens called the Tynes possess a unique form of intelligence. Each person consists of 4 to 8 pack members communicating through high-frequency sound, forming a unified consciousness across multiple bodies. Individual members have animal intelligence, but together they create a coherent being with memories, personality, and self-awareness. This biology fundamentally shapes their civilization. Tynes must maintain proximity to preserve mind-sound connections, yet coming too close to other packs creates mental interference, a thought jumbling that prevents large gatherings. Their cities require careful spacing, making democracy and mass meetings nearly impossible. Their distributed nature enables unique continuity. When a member dies, it can be replaced with a trained new member, gradually changing physical composition while maintaining consciousness. Woodcarver, a 600-year-old ruler, has replaced all her original members multiple times, living the Ship of Theseus paradox daily. This concept explores fundamental questions about consciousness and identity. What constitutes a self? As we develop brain-computer interfaces and shared digital experiences, these questions preview challenges humanity may soon face. At the heart of the novel lies the countermeasure, humanity's only hope against the blight. First appearing as a strange fungus-like growth aboard a refugee ship, it reveals itself as a tool capable of manipulating the boundaries between cosmic zones. When activated, the countermeasure creates a massive surge that pushes the slow zone boundary outward, engulfing vast regions of space. This cosmic-scale defense mechanism traps the blight in a region where its superintelligence cannot function, spreading as a wave of changed physics across light years. This suggests zones might be artificial constructs created by ancient civilizations to contain threats like the blight. Sometimes the only defense against runaway intelligence is changing the fundamental rules enabling its operation. The concept resonates with modern AI safety discussions, implying that containing superintelligent systems might require fundamental limitations on computational capabilities rather than programming constraints. The countermeasure suggests previous civilizations found solutions through radical approaches to physics rather than conventional technology. The Scrowriders, sentient plant-like aliens mounted on mechanical scrows, providing mobility and short-term memory, evolved in tidal zones, supposedly uplifted by some unknown benefactor. These mechanical aids became fundamental to their identity. The devastating truth? Their scrows were actually created by the Blight billions of years ago as sleeper agents. When Greenstalk is activated, she remains conscious while her body acts against her will, a violation more intimate than physical control. Their tragic predicament stems from inability to escape vulnerability without losing essential parts of themselves. This mirrors our own dependence on technologies that both empower and endanger us, from capability-extending smartphones that track us to social networks that connect yet potentially manipulate. Blue Shell's sacrifice stands as one of the novel's most moving moments. Rolling through flames to save a human child, he chooses self-destruction to prove, "I am not the thrall of some power," suggesting consciousness can overcome even fundamental constraints. When the power called Old One is destroyed, it implants crucial information into Pham Nguyen, a reconstructed human, creating God Shatter, fragments of a power's knowledge within a lesser being. Pham maintains his human identity, but experiences episodes where pieces of transcendent knowledge surface. This demonstrates the challenge of communicating across vast intelligence gaps. Unable to transfer complete understanding to Pham's limited mind, the power creates fragmented packages that activate at specific moments, providing guidance without overwhelming his consciousness. This parallels how we might interact with superintelligent systems, receiving carefully packaged insights comprehensible to our limited minds. The God Shatter episode shows how exposure to transcendent knowledge transforms someone. Pham remains himself, yet is fundamentally altered by carrying fragments beyond human understanding. His sacrifice comes when he merges with the countermeasure, using God Shatter knowledge to trigger the zone shift. In his final moments, he experiences a vision standing beside Old One, watching a cosmic wave reshape the galaxy. The massive zone shift has pushed the Tynes world deep into the slow zone, quarantining the planet from the galaxy while shielding it from the blight. The protagonists find themselves trapped in a medieval setting where faster-than-light travel and advanced computation are impossible, a reset forcing them to reimagine their future. This technological regression functions as both punishment and protection, removing advanced technology while providing shelter from its destructive potential. Greenstalk's journey to birth new Scrowriders without corrupted scrows symbolizes renewal and liberation from their weaponized past, proving even beings engineered for destruction can reclaim their destiny. The novel suggests civilization needs organic boundaries rather than unlimited expansion to ensure proper integration of technology. In a universe of rising and falling godlike powers, love, sacrifice, and ethical choice remain the foundations of meaningful existence. Our most crucial questions aren't about what we can build, but what we should build and why.